This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Talofalova Malo Lane, Sabulovanaka, Kyora Natalohani, Konichua, Niha, Ma Warm Pacific Greetings, and a massive Kyora to each and every one of you. Whatever corner of this globe you're tuning in from, I'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show 96.9 Plains FM. You're here with Sam and Seth, here to take you into the weekend. How are you going, Joe?
Good. I just want to say no ear to everybody out there. Happy Rotterdam Language Week. Me and Sam are just laughing because of the way we're pronouncing Noa Ia.
Yeah.
Noa Ia. He's saying that I'm not saying it properly. But that could be true. I could be not saying it properly because for various reasons.
Because we're not Rotterdamin.
Yeah, because we're not Rotterdamin. But anyway, happy Rotterdam Language Week. And a little clip that we're about to play now is Jaden from University of Waikato.
Noa Ia, utu wasa ne Jaden. Nufa ne, utu muta, ma, mauhapa. Rotuma is centrally located in the southern hemisphere with all other Pacific islands around it. To the north, we have Tuvalu, to the east, Samoa, to the south, we have Fiji, and to the west, Vanuatu. We have a total of less than 2,000 people living on the island, with more Rotumans living in Fiji. Our two main languages are Rotuman and English.
How interesting is it that there are more Rotumans in Fiji than there are in Rotuma?
Yeah, I was just listening to you before that Rotterdam is a dependent on Fiji. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
And it's actually not surprising either because even with Samoa, there are more Samoans outside of Samoa than there are in Samoa. So just like peoples in the past, we are people that like to navigate or like to, you know, head off into other lands.
No GPS, able to scour the wide oceans by the stars alone.
Yes.
Yes, that's how it is. Anyway, on to
Upu of the week.
And today's Upu, Sam, I can go ahead and say it. Sorry, I haven't really planned it. It's actually, like, for ages in Samoan, to identify someone who is like African-American or has always been Māori. Okay, so can you give us a breakdown of Māori?
So Māori is a thing that is black.
Yeah.
A thing that is dark. Yeah.
Cool. So a lot of Pacific Islanders who are half African-American or African, I've seen a campaign on Facebook that they want to change it to Te Ngata Uli. Dark person or black person, because they don't, like, they think it's disrespectful to be referred to as black thing, you know? Which is cool. Like, The Rock is Te Ngata Uli.
Yeah.
Half African-American, half Samoan.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Do you think it's funny, though, that, like, it's been Māori for so long, and then only now it's people are getting offended by it?
Yeah.
I think it's like a reflection of the society we live in at the moment. Like, for so long, people haven't meant it in any way, like, to disrespect anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, oh, kanka Māori. Like, you know, you really wouldn't think about it, but, yeah, it's funny that it's taken, I don't know, hundreds of years for it to come to light that, like, actually, that's quite disrespectful. But, yeah, it comes back to, you know, it might not be how you feel about it, but it's the person receiving it on the other end.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same for, like, the dessert, Eskimo pie, right? For ages, like, I would never think that an Eskimo pie is offensive to people.
To Eskimos. To Eskies.
To where are they from? I've forgotten where they're from. But the term Eskimo is offensive to them. So, So that's why they've kind of gotten rid of that. But for ages, you know, for my youth growing up, I'd want to have that ice cream, and I would not see it as offensive. But you know, to those people, it's offensive.
Mm.
So times are changing. We do have to watch what was seen as awesome before is not so cool now. For example, women's rights and everything like that.
Yeah. I think another ice cream is Golden Gay Time.
Mm.
Do you remember that one?
So yeah.
I think that one's in Australia. I remember it growing up here. I can't remember seeing it in any dairies for ages, but yeah, I think there's a movement in Australia where people from that community are wanting it to be removed, the name, so yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like, because I'm not gay, so I can't.
Mm.
I don't have any really bearing on that, but I would have thought like Gay Time was like cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Because imagine if they called it like Golden Straight Time. You know, would they then be like, "Hey, where's why aren't we getting recognition?
Why aren't we getting a Gay Time ice cream cone?"
It's like it's been like that for so long, and then again, it's how people receive it, and the day and age we live in now. As you said, got to tread very, very carefully in what you say and stuff in public. Yeah,
yeah, because everything just is out there so much more quicker now. Eh?
It gets spread so fast. Yeah.
So again, upu of the week is tangata uli, meaning a dark skinned person, black person in Samoan.
Mm.
And that actually leads on to today's topic that we're just going to quickly discuss. It's an open conversation because we're just going to talk about, te reo, some incidents that have happened lately, as well as the Conscious Club run by Selena Faimaloa and her business partner Kofi and their collective are running a Speak Up Against Racism at Te Tahi. Next month in June. So that's what our chat is going to be about today. We'll catch you for that after this.
To all our mātua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pasifika music, join our Siva Samo dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Cool. Welcome back, everybody. As I was saying before the break, open discussion time. And we were just discussing an open floor. And we were discussing currently, we were talking about, this has kind of started because of an incident that happened just recently, right?
Mm.
Before coming to the radio station, one of my work colleagues, who's Pacific Islander, was driving. And a girl happened just to walk in front of his car.
Mm.
She wasn't watching where she was going, walked in front of his car. He had to slam the brakes. He puts out his head and goes, "Oh, watch where you're going." Mm. And she turns around and she calls him the N-word and starts laughing about it. And my work colleague says she's only like high school age.
Oh, wow.
And she's saying this, her boyfriend's there, they're laughing as well, because obviously you can't do it. They mentioned that he's in a work car and he can't do anything about it, and it was strange to him. And now as I'm explaining the story, it's just weird how that's the first thing that came to her mind. You know, she walked across the road, he slammed on the brakes. He did say, something along the lines of, "Oh, out of the road, watch what you're doing, dickhead." And then she said, "Oh, calling me a dickhead, eh? In a work car. Starts taking photos, and then she calls him the N-word. But someone so young, this day and age, first insult she thinks of, is to go straight for the racial slur. And it just coincided with the fact that the Conscious Club run by Selena is running the Itatahi stand-up speaker series coming up shortly. We'll bring up the dates for that soon. But, you know, we're working so hard to against that. Terrorism, all that. And there's a lot of, as we were talking about, ice cream brands getting renamed.
Yeah.
And even right down to the Crusaders, five in a row. Their logo getting changed.
Congrats kind of to thing. The Crusaders.
Yep. It's racism alive and well.
Yeah. Oh, the thing, I think, I've had heaps of discussions about the Crusaders thing.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of, there were articles and even my Muslim mates were saying, like, you know, they don't care, you know, about the name. They're like, just leave it because it represented something else. It wasn't representative of the times that people were saying it was.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was like, why did it become like why was it an issue after like a heinous crime was committed?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, these crimes are getting committed like against them, these people all over the world. But it was only because it was so close to home. And I think it started off from an article. There was an article that was written about it.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, is it time to change the Crusaders' name because, you know, it derives from, you know, the age where they crusaded. Yeah. And they, you know, went and slaughtered peoples and...
Based off their religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And, like, I did speak to a few of my friends who... that practice Muslim.
Yeah.
And they found that they weren't really fazed by it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
There were ones that were so they were saying, like, has anyone asked us? You know, has anyone asked us if we are offended by it? And I think that's real I think you've got to be real careful as a person when things happen and whether or not like you being offended is warranted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really nice clip I seen on YouTube where a guy dressed up is with a Mexican with the like a poncho, and a big like Mexican hat, and he had the mustache on, like a glued on mustache, in America, and he walked around and he was asking Americans, do you find this offensive?
Yeah,
and everyone that he'd asked was like, yeah, I find that really offensive. And it was either yes or are you Mexican? And he's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, then there's cultural appropriation. I find that very offensive. And then he went to ask Mexicans and they're like, no, you look fine, you know? And the funny thing was, because...
did they sound like that?
The funny thing was when he was asking the Americans, at the end of it, he would tell them, it's funny you should say that because... I bought all this stuff from a Mexican shop and they dressed me up in it and they said I look good. And they're like, really? And they're like, yeah, I've went and I've asked people at Mexican, the restaurants and stuff, or they have like a, you know how we have like a Chinatown?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have like a thing like that where it's just, you know, majority is like Mexican stores or Mexican shops and restaurants. And he went there and he asked everyone there and they're like, no, you look fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't find that offensive at all.
Yeah.
And it's coming back to, you know, whether, like, why should you be offended for it? Does it affect you at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Which is another thing that's come up in the media big time is this, there was a complaint that was sent to Mike Pirro in regards to him being, well, the show's called
The Apprentice
Aotearoa. And they wrote this big email to Mike Pirro saying that it should be The Apprentice New Zealand. It's what it has been, what it should be, you should be removed from television, blah, blah, blah. Mike Pirro wrote back, I don't come up with what the show's called.
Yeah.
And that was his reply, basically. And it's up to studios and stuff. But, like, how are you feeling? You're Pacific Islander. not European, not Māori. Mm. Like, how do you feel about, you know, we're using Aotearoa a lot more now with than it was back in the day from New Zealand. How do you feel about that?
Fine? Yeah. Like, I guess, like, us as a minority in this country as well, like, I feel like I've been using it, like, you know, ever since I was, like, little.
Same, you know? Because the national anthem, we have to sing the Māori one first and then the New Zealand one.
Yeah, so, like, and I remember when I was at, I think, Whareroa Primary.
Yeah.
At the beginning of assemblies, we actually had to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it now these days, but that was definitely something that, I did in the 90s at primary school. So, like, we got exposed to it. We all knew that Aotearoa was the Māori word for New Zealand.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this person's coming from when they write in complaining about the name Aotearoa, it should be the Princess New Zealand.
Mm. Like, is it too hard to, like, understand that Aotearoa is New Zealand?
And then it's like, man, is it really anything that you should be, like, spending your energy on to be offended about?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a... It's the Māori word for New Zealand. That is what it is.
Mm.
But for you to take the time out of your day to write a long letter to Mike Pirro, complaining about it, you know?
And for, like, as recent as events such as there was, it was called Otatahi Strong.
Mm.
And then straight away the comments underneath are, what happened to Christchurch Strong? It should be Christchurch Strong instead of Otatahi Strong. I'll admit I don't use Otatahi at all.
Mm.
Like, if someone asks me, where are you from?
Yeah.
I say Christchurch. But, like, I'm not offended by it being called Otatahi.
Yeah, and Māori is one of our three national languages.
Mm-hmm.
It's English, Māori, and do you know what the third one is?
Sign language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit of trivia there for you guys. Three languages... Māori, English, and sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the times there's complaints about new builds going up, right? And that they're all given Māori names. Straight away you'll see comments, oh, why is it another Māori name? Why is it called Te Pai? Why is it called, you know, the library's got Tūranga?
Maybe it's too hard to pronounce. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I feel like, a lot of people these days, a lot of people put a lot of energy into things that do not matter.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes when I read the comments on some of those New Zealand Herald and stuff articles, I just, like, shake my head. You remember how I used to, like, comment on those things a lot?
Yeah.
I stopped, eh? I stopped because it just got so, it was getting, like, stupider and stupider. The comments that were coming through, and I was just like shaking my head. Now this is off topic, but you know, with Hubbard going over to the Olympics, and then there was like all these comments, you know, transgender, this and that. And there was one comment, this lady, she's like, what even is female biology? Well, it was, what even is a biological female? She was saying that it was, you know, I'm like, I just stopped there. I was like, I feel like I get, you know, I lose, like, brain cells. But, yeah, there's definitely more things to worry about around the world than there is whether or not the TV show's name should be either New Zealand or Aotearoa. Yeah.
In fact, the Broadcasting Standards Authority have stopped all, like, they won't reply or won't even consider complaints about te reo coming through because apparently they've been given, I think in the last couple of months alone, there's been about almost 30 complaints in regards to the use of te reo during like one news and stuff.
Yeah. And I would love to be the person that replies to those complaints. You know, I'll probably get fired straight away, but I'll reply to as many as I can on the first day and then. What was that one with the Vodafone? Do you remember? There was a complaint made against Vodafone or one of the telecommunication companies.
Yeah, well, it was called. You know, on the top bar, it says Vodafone New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Of your phone. And it shows how much coverage you got.
Mm.
They changed it to Aotearoa NZ on there recently. and someone complained and said, it's New Zealand, it's not called Aotearoa, blah, blah, blah. And then straight away, and then he was like, if this is going to continue, I'm changing phone companies.
Mm.
And then other phone companies jumped on, like 2Degrees and stuff, said, oh, we wouldn't want your business because we refer to it as New Zealand and Aotearoa too. And so did Spark. So well done. That guy got like clapped big time.
I want to know, like, why, like, where is it all coming from?
Yeah, like...
do you reckon it's, like, racism?
Like, yeah, like, what is the process in the mind to be like, no, I'm not...
Yeah. No, I refuse to say Aotearoa. Probably the same people that refuse to sing that part of the anthem.
Yeah, it's just, it'll be interesting to know.
I'd like to get people like that on the phone.
Yeah.
There was I can't remember the radio host, but he had a lady on and she was refusing to pronounce, I think it was a place down at Invercargill or something.
Yeah, it's because she was an older lady.
Yeah.
So she would have been explaining it. All her life, she would have said it that way.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. Said it all that way, fair enough. But she just refused to accept that it was said the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like how you wouldn't accept that.
She's like, no, how I'm saying it is the right way. And I was like, well, it's not. She's like, my whole life, that's how it's been. And I was like, yeah, but you're wrong. Like, literally wrong.
Yeah.
And she refused to even pronounce it the right way.
Yeah, like there's this place near Ashburton. I forgot where it was, but we were laughing because we did a te reo class. Okay, my team did this te reo class, and one of the ladies shared the story where like everyone is just in a bit of shock because this place where she lives has always been called Hackettree. If you go down this way, you go off to Hackettree. Hackettree is actually Hakatere. So I've been referring to Hackettree as Hakatere is Hackettree. So like and they were just laughing because we accept that that's wrong and for ages just names have been turned
Hackettree.
But let us know how you feel about the use of te reo. And
And if you're against it, I don't want to hear about it.
Send in the complaints if you will, and just like the broadcasting standards authority, we will move that to junk.
Straight in the rubbish.
Right, yes. All right, everyone, join you after this.
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Sam, another one that's like said, that was said incorrectly that I laughed hard out at was when NRL commentators, we were just talking about this before, how Pacific Island players, their names get butchered because they're rightfully hard to say.
Yeah.
The NRL commentator for ages kept referring to him as, like, the line I heard was, take it easy, tag it easy. And I for ages thought it was tag it easy.
Mm.
But you know who it is, eh?
Yeah,
Tangata Ese. When I found that out, man, I cracked up. I didn't even know that tag it easy was, like, a Pacific Islander. Just hearing the ads and stuff. Yeah. It's funny.
I think real quickly, a lot of it has to do with the fact that in English language they don't have certain sounds.
Yeah.
So with the Māori language and a lot of Pacific Islands, we have like ngā, you know, so like NGA.
Yeah.
Ngā isn't, you know, in the English language. So,
and the N just gets added on to the other side in the ga. Yeah.
And it's another example is Chinese language, they, I think they have trouble saying S.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's purely because, like, growing up, if you haven't grown up learning, you know, either Māori or Samoan or any other Pacific language, saying some of these words is going to be very hard. That's why, like, I have, like, friends from Russia or Japan, and they say, oh, I ask them, can you, like, say a word for me to pronounce? Like, how do I say hello or how do I say this?
Yeah.
And then usually I say it, like, quite perfectly. They're like, oh, really good. But it's to do with the way we've been trained and, like, how our mouths work, because we've learned how to say certain sounds in a different way. So, yeah, it's not entirely because people are being rude or anything, but I think some of it is to do with the fact that they can't physically say it properly.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for joining us on the show this week. We hope you have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the new rugby competition that's about to begin between Australia and New Zealand in the Super Rugby Trans-Tasman battle. We wish you all a safe and awesome weekend from Sam and I.
Pollyhood.
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.